The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
And I know it's a lot of it, it's like a stigma. It's like, you know, you have to be macho. Nothing's ever wrong with guys. You know, that's not the case. Mm-hmm. So guys, go to the doctor.
Check your boobies.
Check everything.
I'm just imagining right now, if I had to stick my balls into a machine like that, I would literally vomit. Because it was pressing down so... Oh, I just can't.
Yeah.
It makes my stomach hurt right now.
I mean... Do you check your balls for cancer?
Of course. Like,
yeah. I mean, I do too, and it's and even
I check other people's for them.
Right. Oh, that explains the line that's outside.
Free checkups.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I had to stick my balls into a machine like that.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2319 of the BFO for Monday the 19th of December 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I've got some crema cards and a package, and we're gonna go back and look at some of the comments. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, change it up as Big Fatty. That's right, changing it up. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Now, y'all, complete disclosure here. Big Fatty is recording this on Saturday afternoon. And y'all, the main reason I am doing this today for the Monday little show is, y'all, let's just see how many I've got here. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I think only 10 of those are listeners. I think I've got 10 crema cards that I would like to get open before I head out of town on Sunday, which is yesterday when you're hearing this. Big Fatty, except for Moose P. He always listens early. It's true. And y'all, what I want to do is I want to get these cards read, and I want to get them photographed, and I want to get return cards in the mail before I get out of town. Big Fatty, the clock is ticking. It's true. So, y'all, we're changing it up a little bit. I will have the weekend update for you probably on the Tuesday or Wednesday. You'll get the weekend update later in the week. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, you know, normally during Crema Week, Big Fatty does the Crema Spectaculars. Yes, Big Fatty, we always look forward to those. Well, unfortunately, you're going to be terribly disappointed because, y'all, I'm not doing it this year. Big Fatty, we were just saying that, actually. We've kind of grown tired of them, okay? Well, anyway. But, y'all, if I end up content? Right. Big Fatty, you ran out of content on episode 2, I say, chew. If I run really low on content, I may pull one of those I'll pull a Vonzi and pull one of those old nuggets. Big Fatty, speaking of old nuggets, you know, Vonzi's still having testicle problems. I know she must have had to stick her balls in a machine. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I got a package also, and I'm going to open it first. Big Fatty, that's because you're a whore. You want to see what the packages are. It's true, I do. So we're going to open it up right now. Y'all, it's from somewhere in North Kakalaki. Y'all, oh, Big Fatty, look. It's a T-shirt. Let's just see what it says on here. Big Fatty, this is going to be lovely. Let's just see what it has. Let's just see who, if it says who it's from. Does not say who it is from. Let's just see here. No, it does not say who it is from, so I have no idea who to thank. But whoever sent it, thank you for calling. I mean, thank you for sending it. And y'all, it's a red t-shirt, and it says on it, "That's too much bacon." And then underneath it, it said, "Said no one ever." Be ready, that's perfect for you. That is wonderful. Y'all, you know, Big Fatty gets a lot of bacon stuff, but y'all, I've never seen. I've never seen such a thing. So, that's Big Fatty, that's lovely. I'll put a picture of it up with the cards that I read today. Big Fatty, you better start reading cards then, or you're going to run out of time. So, all right. Y'all, our first card is from, it's from Tom and Terry. Big Fatty, they've already sent one. Well, they sent another one. So let's see what it is. Oh, look, it's a kitty. It is a kitty with a Santa Claus hat on it. And y'all, you open it up and it says, "Here comes your big crema hug." And it says, "I love you this much. Thanks for another year of good cheer on your little show. You remain a dear, sweet old man." Big Fatty, you got part of it right. Old. Y'all, it's from Love, Tom and Terry in the Chicago's. Well, Tom and Terry, thank you so much. Big Fatty, they've already sent you a card, so thank them again. Okay. Let's see who this one is from. Y'all, this doesn't have a return address on it, so we're just going to open it up and just see who it's from. Big Fatty, how are you supposed to send them a return card? I don't know. Y'all, it's kind of fancy artwork with crema lights on it. And it says, "Hey, Big Fatty, hoping you have not been too naughty this year, so Santa can bring you all that you wish for. Merry Crema, Dr. P. Big Fatty, we love Dr. P. And then it appears somebody else has written on here. It says, "I know you said you liked Big Black Cock." Big Fatty, I'm sorry. I mean, black paper crema cards. this was as close as I could get. Cheers, Baron Frosty. Big Fatty, it's just lovely. Did you make this one, Baron? Big Fatty, I think he did. Well, that's just lovely. Baron, I'd send you a crema card, but you need to send me your return address. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's Fatty's Christmas Sack Contest. It's Fatty's Christmas Sack Contest. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and go to the BigFattyOnline.com comment section and write something relevant about recent shows, perhaps something about a birthday that was mentioned, or some interesting tidbit about yourself that we'd all like to know. It'll be fun, of course, because there's a prize, a Amazon charger plate. It's Fatty's Christmas Sack Contest. Head over to the comment section. Write something relevant.
That is correct. And y'all, that, of course, is Dicka.
Bye.
And Dicka, thank you so much for the original bumper. And y'all, the contest ends Wednesday. Y'all, the last time we were over here, it was episode 2312. Big Fatty, that was a week ago. No, it's more than a week ago. Y'all, and the Laughing Buddha was asking, it was an Axe Big Fatty, and he, you know, asking about how many entries per day and all this. And y'all, you can comment as often as you want through Wednesday. Wednesday's the last day this week. Y'all, that Kathy Marshall out there in the San Francisco writes and says, so glad to hear Brenda and the Alonso crew on today's optimistic opening. There's nothing like an optimistic opening. Big Betty, that sounds vulgar. We all need an optimistic opening. Big Betty, that is vulgar. Plus, I watched a very tiny person, probably a child, not a munchkin, stomping vigorously in a rain puddle. She was carrying a plaid umbrella and wearing plaid galoshes. Made me just a little less disagreeable. Big Betty, it sounds like Miss Beaver as a child. It does. Yo, by the way, Miss Beaver's been sick, so we're sending out good wishes to her. Miss Bacon chimes in a couple of times, and, you know, with the count of the 36th comment, and she says, Big Fatty, I hope you're enjoying all the comments, and I am. And y'all, Miss Bacon is enjoying them also. Y'all, moving on to the next day, Miss Bacon says that it must be 8, minus 8 this morning. People in Arizona are freezing at 58 degrees. she says, let's talk about freezing. My car seat was like a brick. Big Fatty. My Northeast straight boyfriend says, this episode went by so fast and I don't know what to comment on. I can't even think of anything clever or funny. Ms. Bacon, I don't know where you are, but minus 8 right now sounds horrible. I thought 22 this morning was bad here in Albany. I know next week was supposed to have an 8 degree day, but that's still 16 degrees warmer. And Northeast straight boyfriend Dan, she's in Nebrada, south of Big Betty. There's Nebrada, North Dakota. Miss Bacon lives in Aberdeen, South Dakota. And Aberdeen is, of course, backwards for Nebrada. Oh, okay. Y'all, then Moose P says, your podcast is the highlight of my day. Enjoy the wine. Y'all, I must have opened Moose P's card that day with the wine, what is that, Total Wine gift card in it. The number one boyfriend is a mathematician. I love it. See that? He calculated all that math. I listened to the little train wreck around 9 a.m. in the morning daily. That R.C. Martinez says, just caught up with the BFO for a week. Awaiting Vera's Friday release. Big Fatty, that usually happens after he's had his coffee. No, I think he means the little show. Oh, well, that's not Vera's Friday release. That's, that's vulgar. Let's just see what else we got here. I'm going the wrong way. Big Fatty, you're fucking it up. It's true, I am fucking it up. Let's go over here. Yes, Big Fatty. We've got, one comment over here. It's from Tom and Terry in the Chicago's. They write, I love the sausage balls that Big Fatty served last year at his open house crema party. I got the feeling Big Fatty was rather proud of them, too. Yes, Big Fatty, you're always proud of your big balls. We showed up unexpectedly, but didn't get that box of chocolates that Fatty's mother told him to have ready. We did get a good look at his molars, though, with his mouth agape. In surprise, Big Fatty, that is absolutely vulgar, but it's true. And Tom and Terry, thank you so much for that. And just to let you know, Big Fatty did not have a crema party this year, so it's not like you weren't invited. Big Fatty. Just wanted to close out today's little show with a few things on my list here. Yes, Big Fatty. Let's see. What do we have here? Y'all, I've gotten some voice letters, but y'all, I would really appreciate a few more voice letters. Now, y'all, just to let you know how the rest of this week and next week is going to go, Big Fatty's heading to the Horror Hotel Sunday. I'll be there Sunday night, and y'all, then I'm going to be at the motel in Hatlanta on Monday and Tuesday nights. And y'all, I'll have to recode all the little shows through the 27th of December while I'm during those three nights at the Horror Hotel and at the other hotel. So y'all, some voice letters would make that a lot easier for Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all. You know, I told you I'd gotten the LED lights from the electric company. Y'all, have you looked into that to see if you can get them for cheap? Y'all, I got six of the spotlights that I needed to put in the kitchen here at the villa. And y'all, I had to borrow that one of those long sticks with the claw on the end of it to get the lights out because my ladder wasn't tall enough. And y'all, I got them all changed. Now I have to say it was not the easiest thing to do, y'all, because you're sticking this claw thing up against a glass light bulb, and y'all, and you're looking up at it, and the last thing you want is for it to break and come shattering down on top of you. Big Fatty indeed. But y'all, I got it all done without incident, and y'all, I was real proud of myself. Big Fatty, you next thing you know, you'll open an electrician business. It's true. I told you that Miss Beaver was sick. She sent me a message over there on the Words with Friends. Y'all, Miss Beaver beats my ass on the Words with it. Big Fatty, everybody beats your ass on the Words with Friends. Well, okay. I did a little crumb shopping. when was this? I guess it was for right. And I went to the Sam's Club, and y'all, as I was going in, there was a TV machine playing, and it was this woman telling about this new technology. Oh, Big Fatty, we love technology. Should we play the music? No, we're not going to play the music, but because I hadn't used it yet. But y'all, it's you can download the app for the Sam's Club. It's like Shop and Go or something like that. And y'all, what you do is as you go through the store, you just scan the barcode of the items that you get, and y'all, then you hit pay on the app, and y'all, you don't have to get in the line to check out. You just take your stuff up to the front door and show them your receipt on your cellular telephonic device, and y'all, it's easy peasy. Big Fatty, I can't wait for you to use it and fuck it up. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely Monday. Y'all, it's the last Monday before Crema. Yes, Big Fatty. And, Big Fatty, hey, when you were in the Sam's Club, did you find my Crema present? I did not. However, they did have some lovely looking cake. Big Fatty, you know I love the cake. I do. Well, when you hear this, I'll be on my way to Atlanta. Yes, Big Fatty. At the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Big Ricky from over there at the Stinky Orangutans, which is now on hiatus. And Big Ricky, what do you want Santa to do this year?
I had to stick my balls into a machine like that.
Oh, Big Fatty, he's shopping at the same place as you shop.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.